time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's program is brought to you by Pure Natural Science, featuring Prime Longevity, the most extensive nutritional supplement on the market. Health Naturally, the most comprehensive natural apothecary in town. They sell results. Call 915-833-0222. Now, here's your host for Natural Solutions Radio, Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the first hour of Natural Solutions Radio. A health club for your mind and soul, it's the place where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Each week I like to open our program and share some words of wisdom from two very great men. First, a quote from Albert Einstein, "Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." Next, a quote from Thomas Edison, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, yet will interest his patients in the care of the human frame and diet and the cause and prevention of disease." Well, the doctor of the future is here now on this radio program. I am Eliezer Ben Joseph, a traditional naturopath of the first order. I have life experiences that most people only see in the movies, including my own four-hour clinical death experience and rebirth. I have an education in the alternative medicine natural healthcare movement that most doctors can only dream about. I have 30 years of clinical experience in the field as a working naturopath. I am here to help you to learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Learning to take care of yourself by making the right choices to help prevent disease and promote health. So call in, participate in the show. It's your life we talk about and your right to do so. And you can listen live on the web a bunch of places now. You can listen, at naturalsolutionsradio.com, bbsradio.com, ktsmradio.com, and you can also download the iHeartRadio app on KTSM Radio, and you can listen all over. So, let's see. Also, you can listen on iPods and TalkShoe and all kinds of things. Our local telephone number to get us here is 915 area code, but 544-5876 or 544-KTSM. And from outside the area, 1-800-706-0450. That's 1-800-706-0450. And let's see. Oh, there's so much to talk about today. And just all kinds of things. I mean, my heart goes out to France and Paris. I mean, what are we going to do about this whole ISIS thing? I mean, with all of the it's just terrible. I mean, what's happening? I can't. It's just unfathomable to watch so many people being murdered in the name of religion, and it's just a terrible thing. And one of the biggest things that bothers me the most is that we do not see any of the Muslims, any Muslims protesting ISIS. I want to know what happened. I want to know why it is that in not this country, not in Paris, not in Europe anywhere, you do not see moderate, peace-loving, freedom-loving Muslims standing up and saying that this is wrong. And it is wrong. And you know, what do you do? What do we do about it? And it's just, I just am overwhelmed with pain for all of the suffering that's going on. Well, if there's any comments on that, if anybody else has comments on it, I know we talk mostly health, but this is radical. This is something that's on every news broadcast now. You see it on every news broadcast in the country. And it's just overwhelmingly painful. And again, you know, we see them, we see the ISIS, We see the fundamentalists that want to bring in a caliphate, and we know their intent. We know that they look at God in a totally absurd, perverted way. There is no way, like they tell you, that God told them that it's okay to rape women. God told them that it's okay to have sex with children. And God told them that it's okay to have sex with your dead wife. You have 8 hours that you're allowed to have sex with your dead wife. You know, and there's just no way that God is telling people to kill children and behead children. And if the God ever would do talk like that and say things like that, who would follow a God like that? You look at the difference between Judeo-Christian. You want to go to heaven? You have to do good works. You have to be a righteous person. You have to help your fellow man. You have to help alleviate pain and suffering of the sick and the poor. And you want to go to heaven as a Muslim? What? You got to kill somebody? You have to kill someone in a jihad war? And that is a perverted understanding of any kind of spiritual identity. And I don't see, I don't hear anyway, any of the other groups, Muslim groups in the world, standing up to be counted. I don't hear anything. And I think that that is what's almost one of the things that are the most painful. And if there's anybody else that has some comments on that, I know we usually do all of our health, but this is just overwhelming. And before we start going anyway to the phones or anything, I usually like to open with something health-wise, and you know, and but let me start with our plea to our charities at least. Please help us feed the kids in Juarez over the border here. They sort garbage at the dump. They get to eat whatever they find. And if that bothers you, which I hope it does, please drop off a bag of beans, a bag of rice, something for Irma Tovar of the Hands of Love and Hope. And please help us. Help us help those kids. Help us help Irma and those kids. Somebody has to. Nobody. The Mexican government doesn't help them. So we find it in our hearts. Americans are the most giving people in the entire world. Americans are they're unique. They're unique in the entire world. Our Constitution, our country, everything about this country is unique. No other country in the history of mankind has ever had that. Excuse me. Anyway, please drop off a bag of beans, a bag of rice, something to help those kids. Some clothes. Make sure the clothes are clean. Make sure the food has a proper expiration date. Of course, they need water. It's now starting to get cold, so maybe blankets, a coat. I know there's lots of things here in El Paso where they raise things for local. You've got the Salvation Army and the firemen and the policemen, and they all have their drives. But we got to help these kids. Somebody has to help these kids, please. So my plea goes out to you, and hopefully you'll heed my call. The other thing is please drop off your old cell phone for charity. The Muhammad Ali Center for Global Education Charitable Fund will help use those funds to inspire adults and children to be the greatest they can be. You're not using those old cell phones anymore, so please drop them off. Let us use them and put them to really good use. And the other thing is I've been giving out a phone number because if you're a victim of family violence, you can get help to stop the violence. And you don't deserve to be hurt. You're not alone. And violence is a crime, whether you're married or just living together, dating. Even if you're a citizen, not a citizen, civilian, military, male, female. Obviously, if you're in severe danger, call 911. But the local service, we have the El Paso Center on Family Violence. You can call the number 593-7300. That's 593-7300. And please, just It is really important that you learn that you have rights and you do not have to live with violence in your life. So anyway, that's our opening. And again, normally I start off with something a little bit more health related. And even then, but right now there's just so much strife in the world, and how do we deal with it? How do we deal with all the stresses like that? You know, is there a supplement that helps you handle this kind of stress? I know the show that was on before me or at 7 o'clock talks about stress, and just take calcium, magnesium, and then you'll handle all your stress. There's no pill that's going to handle the stress of watching the news and looking at what's going on and hearing all of the tears and yelling and screaming of pain. There's nothing you can take. All you can do is just pray to God. I mean, pray that it wasn't you. And now, of course, there's the survivor's guilt. Those people that'll go, well, I was there. How come I didn't get shot? And then they end up with a depression, and they end up with severe pain and anxiety because they survived. And again, all of this is just something. The only thing we can do is get on our knees and pray and just you know, I don't know. Does even prayers work anymore? It's just overwhelmingly painful to watch what's going on. And, you know, it just, I don't know how much more the world can take, you know, it's, you know, and to bring it home, you know, and bring it back to a show like mine, I mean, you can, it just, something is very wrong here. Very, very wrong. I mean, you walk down the street, smokers are just huddled in the alleyways or under the awnings. It might even be raining, but there they are inhaling toxic chemicals that may give them cancer. They know better. They still do it. People that are weighing 500 pounds are debating whether to go to the donut shop or the pizza shop, and are unable to resist the call of lots of sugar and frosting and synthetic wheat and genetically modified wheat and genetically modified cheeses and milks coming from cows that are fed garbage. We're seeing clinically depressed are shuffling down the block, and they're chronically overstressed, and we're flooded with levels of excess cortisol. I mean, these are just things that are happening. I wonder how much cortisol is going on right now. When it comes to health, the world is a scary place. It's not just scary because you can get killed outright. It's scary because we're being poisoned slowly. Our foods are filled with genetically modified organisms. The general public doesn't even know or doesn't even care. The government of our country is passing laws so you can't even label it. There's a widespread lack of appreciation for healthy eating. And nowadays, if you eat too healthy, it's considered a pathology. We live in a grab and, like, go society, fast food. Now you can get your breakfast meal at all of these places, you know, for fast food. But now you can get your breakfast burrito or cheese and egg and sausage biscuit burritos. And we think that that's, like, healthy. We think that that convenience is just so much easier, but it's slow killing you. It's slow poison. The FDA, of course, they're reluctant. They don't discuss the dangers of sugar or chemicals or too many drugs. You know, where's our government's priorities? Where do they lie? Do they help the drug companies, or do they help the public? What's going on? Pop a pill is the solution they offer. Clearly, it's not working. There's no one here going to save us. The government's not going to help us. Politicians are too busy catering to special interests. And lobbyists and corporations, they're not going to help us. They don't want to make a difference. Their bottom line is money. They don't care. So how do we change the world? Those of you listening to this show, you have to start with yourselves. We have to start with our own consciousness. You are the ones that are becoming passionate about health and wellness and helping others. You have what it takes to make a difference anyway. I thank you for listening to the show and making this show so successful. And if we can suffer such devastating health, I suffered a devastating health event, as I did, and while thinking I was invincible. And I need to heed my own lessons and take action. If it can happen to me on a program like I do, then you have to even be more vigilant. We have to keep our health in check. And that'll at least help us handle all this stress that they're watching, that they were seeing. So anyway, that's my opening. And we'll get to the phones right when we come back. But again, it's painful. And how do you deal with this kind of pain? And it's overwhelming. So anyway, there's my music. I'm behind, and I'll talk to my wife when she gets here. She's going to give us the specials of the store. You know, with all this pain going around, you have to still take steps to monitor your own health and manifest your own destiny. And that's the only thing we can do, is stand up, keep walking, one foot in front, you know, in front of the other, and do what's right. Help those in need. Help the poor, help the sick, help yourselves. And that's when things can change. So anyway, thank you very much for this opening, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. We have a great staff continually trained by Professor Ben Joseph about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa Suite S, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Together, we will stand, every boy, every girl, and a man.
Oh my gosh. I can't tell which is line 7 to call Sandy. Far right. Let me go right to Sandy then. I just pushed that button. Is that correct? Okay, here we go. We are back here at Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you for joining me. The calls are lit up. And let's go first to Sandy. She'll give us the specials of today. And then we'll go right in and talk to Carlos and Lauren and Ron. And Sandy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Good morning.
That's great, because we're going to, I mean, think of this is the middle of November, and we're right around the corner from probably what people deem the biggest holiday of the year. So we're going to be having specials through the week and on the weekends. You can call in for the specifics, and we always try to do the ones that are that we're well stocked on, so people aren't disappointed. But we also offer prepay, and that way when the order comes in, you'll have it there waiting for you, or we can ship it. We ship all over the country. So since it is the season that it is, and the weather's been obviously chillier, silver micronutrient 8 ounce is 15% off. We do carry it in other two other sizes, but the Cy-Free nasal spray, you can put one drop of an essential oil that's appropriate and spray that into the nose and, you know, breathe a whole lot better. So we have a lot of things, and a lot of things we can show you, a lot of handouts we give with different combinations that you can use, herbs, oils, vitamins, and things along that line. Excuse me. Also, from the Coral Calcium line, we're well stocked in the 180 capsule size, and that's besides the 1 pound powder, that's the most popular. So that's 15% off on the 180 capsule size of Coral Calcium. And fish oil, this week we're well stocked in the fresh catch of the day, which is orange flavor. So that's 15% off. And if you do buy $25 worth of non-sale items, you'll get 15% off on the 2.5 Alkagenesis. And boy, if you're not taking that this time of year, you're doing your immune system some harm there, because this is going to definitely help you keep stronger and to be drinking enough water. Next weekend, which is the 21st, it's the third Saturday of November, we'll be having the free Kangen water demo at 7040 North Mesa at Health Naturally with Veronica Marcus. We did not have one last month because of all the things going on. So just think, if you're going to buy a family present that matters, and this would be the time of year to do it, and this is a company that does interest-free financing. It's by the Enagic Company. It's a Kangen water machine. You can also sign up for free trial, 30, 60, 90 days, depending on what's going on with you. So definitely come in and get all the information on that. Also from Future Biotics, Forskolin, green coffee bean extract, and Garcinia is the one we've stayed really well stocked with. So you can get that at 15% off today. And then we have three shelves full of baskets of things that we're cutting in half because we don't want to move it. We're actually working on the floor plans for our move. And then also one thing that's never been on sale and I've never even talked about, because we don't carry a lot of homeopathics, but we have a product line called Forces of Nature, and our main distributor has stopped carrying it. They either went out of business, I don't know what, but we've always carried every product that they make, from scarring to, you know, sleeplessness to things like that. So we're putting the whole line, probably 20 products, on 15% off. So definitely take advantage of that. Also, the Eco Pure, it's a line of cleaning materials that are biodegradable and really will help you do your cleaning without so much soap and chemicals and things along that line. So 15% off on that. We're also well stocked on Nasal Pure, the neti pots, the kids bath salts, all the things for this season now that's happening. We're back in stock with 100 bags of organic white tea, or green tea, the premium and the organic. And we're well stocked in that. And we're continuing the thermogram, which is the non-invasive and non-irradiated breast health, shall we say, not mammograms, thermograms. And it's 20% off. So The normal price, which is $315, is down to $252. That includes the tests. It includes the doctors, the medical doctors on the East Coast that send the films and send the reports, and then a 15-minute appointment with Sir Ben Joseph to go over all the results so you know what you're getting. So we're really excited about that. And we are still pushing all the closeouts, and since we are so close to that holiday where people put stuff in stockings, everything from candles to animal pens to bath salts. So we have so many things that we can share. And doTERRA just came out with a new breathe stick, and that's flying off the shelf because you can carry it in your pocket. It'll help open up your sinuses because it's still allergy season around here all year round, and wind and things like that. So it's a natural inhaler, and we're also well-stocked in the diatomaceous earth and the apple cider vinegar from Bragg's. So come in today and take advantage of what's on sale. And remember, if you buy things that are not, you get that 15% off on the Alkagenesis. And so there's so many things that you can be looking at. And I do believe we still have some Men's Max 72. And that's something also that, you know, we're in stock, we're out of stock, but I do believe we have some. So come in and see us today.
Absolutely. And make sure you guys pick up your iodine, the Lugol's iodine.
Right.
Because that is critical to detoxify your body. It really improves your metabolism. It's for children. It improves their mental function. So it protects your thyroid, increases your energy. So please don't forget that. Everybody needs to be on iodine. Iodine. Thank you. There's my wife, Sandy Ben Joseph. Okay, so we're going to Carlos on line three. So I'm pressing the one that says line three. That's correct? Not, okay, so line three is Carlos. Is this Carlos?
Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning, Carlos. How are you?
Good morning, doctor. I know you started off talking out about health, about what happened in France, and I know many times before you've spoken about how the U.S. government itself suppresses cures and treatments for diseases. I was wondering if you could speak on what you think the government may be suppressing about what's really going on in the Middle East, going all the way back to 1953 when we installed the Shah in Iran, and all the different times the West has intervened in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Those are some great questions.
And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you so much, Carlos. Those are very good questions. And you know, everybody knows I lived in the Middle East 7 years and have seen firsthand. I was in the Israeli War in 1973. I was in the Golan Heights and saw many of my friends hurt, killed. I have felt the zing of a bullet go by my ear. And once you feel that, you're a changed person forever. And so there is a lot. It just seems like when we look at our country and our government, and we can go back all the way to the 30s and 40s, whether it's in South America, Central America, we seem to just support the government in charge that helps our corporations, whether it's the sugar industry or the banana industry or oil. Of course, when oil came out, what do? We all seem to always pick the side that are the despots. We pick the side that are the governments that are just suppressing their own people. And people just stand up and finally can't take it anymore, and this is what happens. And here you have now, there's this bastardized understanding of the Muslim religion and having to do with Israel. And you've got Israel that's the only democracy in the Middle East. And yet everybody surrounding Israel from everywhere, every Muslim country that surrounds it, wants it to be gone. How does a country like Israel make peace when your neighbors want you to be dead and said that we will never make peace until you're driven from the ocean? So the whole world is in some kind of flux that just doesn't make sense. And, you know, for those that are looking at the end times, you know, we've been watching that for years and years. And we've got a whole industry that's a survival industry. Go get your food. Go get your place in the mountains. Make sure you have your generators. Buy, buy, buy. Buy all these foods. Buy all of this stuff so that you can make sure that you survive. And we're all waiting for these false flags, and we're supposed everything happening. The government's going to take our guns away. The government's going to do this. Yet none of that is manifested. It's manifested on a very slow, there's nothing big that needs to happen because we've got the public demanding intervention. We've got the public demanding laws against government, guns. So it's a very strange thing. They don't have to do false flags. It just seems like that the whole world is insane. I tell you, if there's aliens out there looking at the world, they're going to stop, kind of look at, see what everybody's doing, and they're going to go, nah, we're not stopping. Man, you guys are crazy. We'll wait until you figure it out. And it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. So there's so much more. There's so much that we know is going on a subtle level. Like I said in the beginning, we have GMO foods. We know they're dangerous. We've got vaccines that are going everywhere. We know those vaccines don't work. I have an article here on the lead here. Let me find this because, of course, you know, this computer here. But the lead developer of the HPV vaccine, the guy who was one of the developers of that, the lead developer, okay, of the HPV vaccine, he came out and he was warning parents now and young girls and young boys that it's all a giant deadly scam. And Dr. Diane Harper was the leading expert responsible for the phase 2 and phase 3 safety and effectiveness studies, which secured the approval of the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine, Gardasil, and Cervarix. And Dr. Harper authored many of the published scholarly papers about the vaccines. She's now the latest in a long string of experts who are pressing the red alert button on the devastating consequences and the irrelevancy of these vaccines. But the government's going to be pushing the flu vaccine out. Everybody's supposed to be doing the flu vaccine again. And it doesn't work. Please heed us. You want your best vaccine is take vitamin D. Take iodine. Take extra vitamin C. Eat healthy. Don't eat a lot of sugar. Don't eat a lot of garbage food. That's the best. So Dr. Harper explained in her presentation that the cervical cancer risk in the U.S. is extremely low and that the vaccinations are unlikely to have any effect upon the rate of cervical cancer in the United States. She says that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment in a year, and the number rises to well over 90% in 2 years. So, please, there's problems all over, but one of the things you can do to protect yourself is don't get a vaccine. Just don't do it. So, anyway, that was, thank you, Carlos. That was very good. Hopefully I answered some. Let's go to line 6, and we're talking to Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Yes, good morning, sir. When you got sick, I was afraid that we were going to be without you. I didn't know what was going on, and I realized what a luxury you are to the people out here. We really take your show for granted. It's just a wonderful thing. I listen every Saturday, and I just wanted to let you know that, first of all.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate this.
Yes, sir. You've earned every bit of it. With regard to the Paris thing, you know, not too long after something like this happens, we hear the word Islamophobia.
Yeah.
And in a recent article in the Jewish Review of Books, I'm not Jewish, it's a very good publication.
Yes, it is.
One of their writers said the use of the term, I actually wrote this down because it's so important. The use of the term Islamophobia shifts the blame from the hatred-inspiring texts of Islam to the Jews. And that's a very thought-provoking thing. The other thing I wanted to say is since George Bush, since 9/11, we've been told that Al-Qaeda and now ISIS have hijacked a world religion. You know, I was thinking, does this mean that the Soviets and Red China hijacked Marxism? Doesn't that say the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
If that says the same thing, the Soviets and the Chinese are kind of an interpretation of Marxist doctrine. Does that mean that any interpretation is a hijacking of the doctrine? That's crazy.
And it's like, what does the average public do? What does the average person... You know, when I first moved to the Middle East, it was a paradise. I mean, every place in Israel, all the small Arab villages from Hebron to Nablus to everywhere, to Bethlehem to Nazareth, they were all, it was wonderful. You'd go to any of these places, there was tourism everywhere. You had the Arabs, all the Arab villages, there were tourism. You had the kibbutzim hiring them, and as an example, the kibbutz that I lived on, we grew wheat and we paid the local Arab village. They ground our wheat and we paid them in wheat. They made our feta cheese, and it was wonderful. And there was it was really a paradise. And then the PLO came in. Then they started having gangs of teenagers roaming the streets. And every time Israel would build a sewage treatment plant, they would blow it up. Every time they built a school, they would blow it up. Every time they built a water plant, they would blow it up. And, you know, the whole thing is absurd. But back then, it was a wonderful place. And you had the Muslims and the Druze and the Christians and the Baha'i and the Jews all living together in peace. It was a paradise. Tourism from all over the world wanted to come to Israel because it's the foundation of so many religions. And now there's just fear and pain, and it's not just in Israel anymore. But now, of course, you said it. It's there's anti-Semitism, and everybody blames the Jews. Yet you go to Israel, and you'll see all the top computer company, all the top science companies, they all move to Israel because they graduate more PhD scientists than any country in the world. And so even though the Jews have always been the light of the world, you get people that'll come in and say no, that they're destructive. And they own the banks. They own Hollywood. They own this. They own that. It's absurd to think of that. Just because someone is Jewish does not mean they own the industry. And so it is really strange. It's very strange to watch the world in chaos the way it is. And again, I come back that the only thing we can do is live our lives one step at a time, to do good in your own inner circle, to help your family first, then to help the friends that you are acquainted with, and then when you have that extra, to help strangers in need. And so these are the only things we can do. This is what at least gives us inner peace and inner fortitude and inner strength to continue on, because any sane person looking at the world, it's just insane. Crazy. And then whether it's politics or religion, we really need to stand up. We need to help people. And again, yet the general population doesn't even recognize that they're being poisoned or lied to. And I'm sorry to say that the our generation, my generation, anybody over, certainly over 50, that cared about freedom, and now they're dying out. And the only thing that the young care about now is, can they do their iPhones, and can they play their video games, and can they make their purchases on their phone so they don't have to do things. They don't care about privacy. They don't care that everything is being looked at. You've got young girls putting sex tapes and pictures on the web thinking that they're going to be private. They're going to be on there forever. I can just see you're putting all these bizarro sex tapes, and 25 years later, when you have kids of your own, and then they have kids, and your grandchild's going to come to you and go, "Oh, Grandma, I saw you on the web. I can't believe you did that." So, anyway, just, it's insane. Lauren, I thank you very much for your call. There's our music. I'm way over on this. And, Ron, you'll be next, I promise. There is a line open at 544-5876. Of course, I'll take your health calls. There's a line, 1-800-706-0450. But I'll take calls on anything today. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to get off your chest? What do you want to say? I personally want to hear from Muslims to say that what they're what the fundamentalists are doing is wrong. I want to hear from them, and we don't. We don't hear from them in this country. We don't hear from them in any country. And it's just, and it's wrong. So anyway, thank you very much, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Come to Health Naturally and work out with a new intensive live oxygen system called the Live O2. It improves your overall well-being and increases your energy level by upping your oxygen levels. Remember, it is shown that many diseases, including cancers, do not survive in a well-oxygenated body. Call 915-833-0222 or come by Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas for more information. Remember, call 915-833-0222 for more information.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus to check on the flat.
Okay, here we are back again. Let's see who is next. I said Ron was next. Good morning, Ron.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to mention, I guess Secretary Kerry just said the other day that they're going to eliminate ISIS. That's just a farce. There's no way they're going to eliminate it. They can contain it. They could try to do their best. But just to keep on saying that they're going to eliminate, just like our president said that, oh, we got them on the run.
You know, they're contained.
They're the strongest they've ever been. They have their own money. They have their own oil. They are superly strong right now. They keep on saying, oh, we took down this one guy the other day. That's it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to pop up another
spot. Five guys. You know,
yeah.
They'll just pop them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're born every day.
And
every day.
And it's like, it seems like that here we are, our government, again, we've supported, look at this, we've got Russia now coming in, supporting Assad and Syria. All these people kill their own people. They kill their own people.
Yep.
And it's just absurd to watch that that the governments of the world support this nonsense. That you get countries like China and Korea and Russia, that they support the idea that it's okay to subjugate your own people. And, you know, now look what's happening in Europe. Europe is becoming it's becoming a place where there's nothing but fear. You can't go to a concert. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a nightclub. You know, here it hasn't happened in the United States yet. And we have to be thankful for that. And one of the reasons it hasn't been in the United States is because there's so many private guns. Listen, when I was in Israel, everybody had a machine gun. I never went anywhere without a machine gun on my shoulder. I had a Uzi submachine gun. And if I went to the movies, I got on that bus and my machine gun was on my shoulder. I sat in a movie, that machine gun was on my lap. If we went to a restaurant, that machine gun was under my chair. If you went to the grocery store, 20 people in that grocery store all had machine guns. There's very little crime in Israel. There's terrorism once in a while, but there's very little crime because everybody has a machine gun. And that's what we need. We need not the United Nations to come and disarm anybody. I don't know criminals that have ever paid attention to law. And, you know, people that are crazy and have their own fanatical way of thinking, they're not going to pay attention to law. And again, now you have these fanatical religious people that think it's okay to rape women, that they said God said it's okay. Their Allah said that it's okay to rape these women. And they have them in rape camps where the soldiers get to have them. And these young girls that have escaped that have told us about it. And they think it's okay. They think it's okay in Afghanistan, why we have so many of our soldiers, our American veterans that are committing suicide, because our government told them to stand down when the Afghanis or the Iraqis or when these men have and rape these young boys, that it's okay to have sex with young boys. Once they're 15 or 16, then that they're too old. And our government has told them to stand down, don't intervene. And they hear the screams of these young children at night and knowing that they cannot intervene because it's part of their culture. Well, change your culture. I don't care if it's part of your culture. It's evil. And it's evil to subjugate women. I'm telling you, you want to free the world? Stop subjugating women. Allow women to go to school and to learn. Allow Muslim women to learn to read and learn mathematics and hold a job. You know, that's when freedom and change will occur, when we've empowered women. And I look at what's going on here in the United States now with all of this Black Lives Matter and this what's happening in Missouri. And we've got nothing but progressive liberals that are fascists. They know nothing about this country. They know nothing about freedom of speech. If you don't agree with their speech, you're yelled at and talked down to. And that's why universities are no longer places where debate occurs. There's no longer people going to universities to give lectures because you have these people in the back that'll scream and yell and stop the dialogue of freedom of speech. And they think that's okay. It's not okay. And that you get these demonstrations everywhere about Black Lives Matter because some cop shot a thug. And then they take this as a cause celeb instead of recognizing these. You want to help your own people? You want to stand up? Learn to read. Learn to speak English properly. You know, you look at the drug dealers in Colombia and all of this. Why the people help them? Even in Mexico, why do the people help them? Because those drug dealers spend so many millions and millions of dollars on the community helping. Here in our inner cities, the drug dealers rape and pillage their own people. They do nothing for their own inner cities. So the whole thing is absurd, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, and there's no way to really dialogue about it, except I see all these privileged children that know nothing about this Constitution, know nothing about this country, and they think it's okay to wipe out free speech. And I'm appalled by it. I'm appalled that that they think that that's okay, that you can drown out speech with your own rhetoric, and that's freedom. And it's not freedom, it's fascism. And we've got this whole liberal progressive. I used to be a liberal growing up as a hippie in Los Angeles. And I was politically naive. And what did we do? We took it out on our veterans. The Vietnam War, we came back and called them baby killers and murderers, and we spit on them. I do everything I can to apologize to the veterans for how we acted. And I apologize for my own actions in that, because I recognize we were politically naive. We just knew nothing. And so I support the veterans. I support the police. I support the EMF. I mean, we've got this whole thing where fast food workers want $15 an hour. I don't know if EMT people make $15 an hour. Highly educated people that have to have a high skill don't make $15 an hour. And yet flipping burgers, which is just an entrance job, that's not a job you're going to keep your life. That's not something, unless you want to be a manager and own the stores. So it's crazy. Ron, I appreciate that. Any last comments? Otherwise, thank you very much for opening that dialogue.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say is that people need to speak up against, especially our president, sorry, excuse for president, how he treats Bibi and Israel. He's terrible.
He is. He's not a friend of Israel. And it's terrible. And, you know, even, listen, you hear all these stories about Hillary, you know, how she talks to the Secret Service and how she talks to these people that put their lives on the line to protect her. And she thinks they're servants. And, you know, again, it's just the people in power, they don't understand. You have a responsibility. You have a sacred duty to use that power in a sacred way. And it's gone. It's just gone. So thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Rosa on line three. We hit line three. And then we've got another Ron on line five and William on line six. So let's see. We've got line three, and that should be Rosa. Is that Rosa?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on.
Am I on now?
You're live on the air. Thousands of people are listening to you. But don't get nervous, okay? Don't get nervous.
Well, yeah, I'm from Missouri.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, you know, I've got some dental problems. The reason I called this morning was that I've been reading online about these Mexican dentists.
Oh, yes, dental. Some of them are very, very good. And the,
some of them are?
Yes, right. Very, very good. Okay. They have to be good. And the reason is there's like people that go, you know, when you go to Mexico because it's cheaper to do the dental. If they didn't do excellent work, it would go around and people would talk and people would not go. When you go get an MRI over there and it's only $300, those MRIs are phenomenally good. X-rays, they're better than they're done here. And I think they have to do that, otherwise they won't continue to have the what we call medical tourism.
Okay.
So, yes, you can be rest assured that they do very, very good work. And as far as a dentist, you want to find a biological dentist. And that's what's important. One of the things that I do for a dental is after you brush your teeth with a good non-fluoride toothpaste, get some like essential oil, like wintergreen. Right. And put 3 or 4 or 5 drops on the toothbrush and rebrush your teeth and then swallow it. Don't spit it out. And that's going to do very, very well for your teeth. So you should do well with Mexican dentists.
Okay. Can I come to El Paso and go there?
Absolutely. Right across the border. And they actually even have limousine services that do that.
Is
so,
it really from El Paso?
Yeah, from El Paso that take people over there, Medicare people that go over there. So anyway, I'm out of time. I only got 10 seconds left. Please stick around. We're going to continue another hour right after the news. Please don't go away. Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. I'll talk to you right after the news.
That wraps up the first hour of Natural Solutions Radio with another big hour to go. Brought to you by Health Naturally, pure natural science. We'll be right back on News Talk 690, KTSM AM, El Paso.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Islamic State terrorist group claims responsibility for last night's terrorist attacks in Paris, killing at least 127 people. Tourist attractions, schools, and other sites are closed with a search on now for accomplices. Fox's Simon Owen reports live from Paris.
Chris, the identities of the attackers haven't been made public yet, but Reuters reporting that at least one was French, specifically a man known to the authorities here for having ties with Islamist militants. This gunman thought to be among a group that attacked a concert hall during a rock concert, killing at least 80 people. That just one of six attacks to hit soft targets around Paris in the middle of Friday evening, just as people here were out socializing. It's thought there were eight attackers. Seven of them were suicide bombers. Chris.
Simon Owen in Paris. Thanks. President Obama, because of the Paris attacks, is meeting with his National Security Council today. Here's Fox's Jill Nato in D.C.
In a few hours, the president heads for the G20 summit in Turkey to meet with the likes of British Prime Minister David Cameron and Russian President Vladimir Putin. But before he leaves, he's going to be briefed by his top security advisors on the terror attacks in Paris. ISIS claiming responsibility, posting on Twitter in French and Arabic, calling it a blessed attack. And intelligence officials tell Fox News those attacks most likely took months to plan out. No Americans reported to be dead in the wave of violence in France yet, but Fox News is told several have been injured. Chris?
Jill Nato in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says
these attacks underscore that we are facing an enemy who is fierce, who is relentless, who is at war with us, even if our own president doesn't understand that it is at war with us.
Donald Trump tweets, we need a change in leadership. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Real experience, real insight.
We're following this explosive story.
Nothing gets by Greta. Then.
This is all BS. What was that all about?
There's no spin and no question. O'Reilly dominates. Plus, smart, sharp, and cutting edge.
It's the news of the day, but with a little heat.
Megan delivers. And Sean seals the deal with fearless talk.
What part of that are you understanding?
Most watched. Most trusted. Fox News Channel.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comment and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
President Obama talks about supporting veterans in his weekly radio and internet address, highlighting new Medal of Honor recipient Florent Groberg.
3 years ago on patrol in Afghanistan, Flo saw a suicide bomber coming towards his unit. Without hesitating, Flo grabbed him by his vest and helped push him to the ground. When the bomb went off, Flo was badly injured and four of his comrades were killed. But many more were saved because of Flo's sacrifice.
This week's Republican message is from Montana Senator Steve Daines about rising health care costs.
In states like Montana, folks purchasing plans from the Obamacare exchanges are getting hit with double-digit rate increases.
And he says Obamacare should be repealed. A wanted criminal pretty much just turned himself in.
Obviously, this person said, hey, I'm going to apply for a job.
But as a deputy sheriff? That's what Wayne County, Michigan Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Paula Bridges wonders. 25-year-old John Wesley Rose of Kentucky, who is wanted for several sex crimes, including the raping of a 14-year-old girl. They ran a background check on him, and to their surprise, he came back as wanted in Kentucky. So he got his wish to be in the jail, but not exactly on the side of the bars that he'd been wishing for. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Today's college football games are getting underway now. Missouri plays BYU tonight. Players calling off a proposed strike over racial tension on campus with the school's president stepping down. Missouri football coach Gary Pinkle says he's retiring at the end of the season because he has lymphoma, not because of any protests on campus. Some students and alumni say he'll be missed.
In the 90s, it wasn't successful. I felt lucky. I got to watch good Mizzou football while he was the head coach here.
Pinkel's been Missouri's head coach since the 2001 season. Tonight's U2 concert in Paris is postponed because of last night's terrorist attacks. It was going to be shown live on HBO. The band saying in a statement it will be rescheduled at an appropriate time. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Natural Solutions Radio, where you can health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Brought to you by Health Naturally, Pure Natural Science. Here's your host, Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of Natural Solutions Radio, a health club for your mind and soul. It's the place where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Give us a call today. Our telephone number is 544-5876 or 544-KTSM. Our 800 number is 706-0450. That's 800-706-0450. You can listen live on the web, naturalsolutionsradio.com, bbsradio.com, ktsmradio.com, and of course, KTSM Radio. You can download the iHeartRadio app, and you can then listen anywhere. I know today's been a little different, and we're getting some comments, you know, go stop with the politics and go back to health, but this is what's in the news today. This is stress. This is what's happening in the world, and, you know, how can you divorce yourself from that? So we can talk about health, which I have no problem with, and So I've got calls that are having to do with health, and I think it's really good. Let me give you a couple of articles that have come out that are very important to health. There are two calls on iPhones, or not iPhones, cell phones in general. And a new article came out from the university in Finland in a study. And it was in the Journal of Electromagnetic Biology and Medicine. Using a cell phone up to your ear for at least an hour a day increases your risk of cancer by 500%. 500%. So hear what I'm saying. Don't put the telephone up to your ear. Put it on speakerphone. Never listen to the phone on your ear. And ladies, do not put the telephone in your bra to hold the telephone if you don't have a pocket or a purse. Then breast cancer is increased dramatically on the side where you put the telephone. So the study was conducted at the Indiana University, and it was also done in Finland and also in the university in Brazil. Institute of Experimental Pathology and Oncology and Radiology, studies done in the Ukraine and Kiev. And what they're finding is that the radio frequency radiation, RFR, used by cell phones and wireless devices are causing metabolic imbalances known as oxidative stress. And oxidative stress increases your risk of cancer dramatically. So please heed what I'm saying. Don't listen on the phone where you're use the speaker. Now here's another one on the wireless phones, and this one is specifically for pregnant women. And experts warn pregnant women to keep cell phones and other wireless devices away from their wombs. And over 100 physicians and scientists and public health professionals from around the world have joined together to express their concern because there's a risk that these wireless radiation exposure, what it's posing to pregnancies. And there's a collective effort. There's the brainchild of two nonprofit organizations called Baby Safe Project. And it's essentially a group, they're trying to bring awareness to women about the dangers of cell phones and Bluetooth devices. So two very important articles about listening to the telephone through your ear, 500% increase of cancer, and exposure to all of the radiation if you're pregnant, especially close to your womb. So there's a couple of articles on health that's very important. And here, let me give another one. And those of you who like hot cayenne pepper, you've been hearing me talk about it for years and years. The hotter, the better. A new Chinese study on spicy food consumption, and they tested nearly 500,000 people aged 30 to 70. And they found that those who frequently consumed very hot, spicy food from peppers had a lower risk of death from cancer, from heart disease, from respiratory diseases. Fresh and dried chili peppers were the most consumed spice of those studied. And the study found that the people who ate the spicy foods six or seven times a week had a 14% lower risk of death from all causes from those who didn't eat these foods. So, you know, most holistic healers around the world have been telling you, eat hot cayenne pepper. There's nothing like it. You know, some of us can't eat it because, man, our butts are, my butt will die. So, anyway, sweet peppers and jalapeno peppers, all of those are high grade and really can make the difference. So listen to that and heed that. The other thing is last article, and then we'll go right to the phones. You've been hearing me talk about coconut water. Well, 70% of those who drink coconut water have lower blood pressure. And it's very high in potassium, and coconut oil, coconut water have all made the difference. And it's big studies in Hawaii, of course, where they grow so many coconuts. And it's some very, very also studies in Malaysia, Indonesia, in the Philippines, and they saying coconut water is the clear winner when it comes to hydration and high amounts of potassium. So they even call it dew from heaven. So we sell coconut water, and it's pure coconut water, very inexpensive. And it's a 17-plus ounce can. I love it. We drink it. I put that 17-ounce can in a empty quart bottle. You know, I get a bottle of water, and after we drink the water, then I fill that with the 17-ounce coconut water. Then I fill the rest of the bottle with water. So it's a nice half mixture. And so I have a quart of water with half of it coconut water, and it is extremely refreshing. So take advantage of it. It's one of the best. Stop drinking soda pop. Stop drinking milk and fruit juices. It's just too much sugar. So, and milk, of course, is leukemia pus. So stop drinking milk. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Now I got to figure out who is first. We've got, I think, Rosa on line two. And let's go to line two. And Rosa, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how can I help you?
So glad you're back, sir. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
I have a sister and my husband are having problems with thyroid.
Oh, yeah, everybody has. Are you kidding? It's like universal.
Yes, and my sister was diagnosed, but they are not giving her any medication because the doctor wants to make sure that she's having problems with her thyroid. So I've heard you mention that there's a number when they're testing it, that that's the number that could be...
Well, what you want to test is your body temperature. That's the most important when you test your body temperature, because they'll do blood tests with thyroid, and the problem is that only tells you circulating thyroid. It doesn't tell you how the thyroid's working on a cellular level. And thyroid goes from T4, T3, T2, T1, and each one of those has a function. But the idea is to put iodine throughout your body. Iodine is the it deactivates viruses and it kills bacteria and it kills fungus and yeasts, and iodine is critical for the function of the thyroid. So you can take your body temperature, and when you wake up first thing in the morning, before you stand up, the body temperature should be 97.8 or higher. If it's consistently lower than that, you have low thyroid. You can also take your temperature like before dinner. Sit down, take your temperature. Then it should be, because you've been up all day, 98.4 or higher. If it's lower than that, you have low thyroid or low iodine, and sometimes the low adrenal glands, and they work together. And when you take these blood tests, sometimes they're not conclusive on that. So these temperatures that you take can really give you insight. So everybody needs to take Lugol's iodine, and everybody needs to take the mineral selenium. Selenium, without selenium, your thyroid won't work. Now, there's other things, thyroid nutrients that you need, but for sure, selenium is one of the key nutrients, and of course, iodine. So those are the things that you really need to take.
And also that human papillomavirus.
Yes.
I have some high school students that are asking about that. And now that I hear from you, from your minerals, that it's curable. And what about that shot that they're asking that all of them should take?
No. And the guy, one of the nurse, the doctor who was part of the study of the human papillomavirus, phase 2 and phase 3 studies, has come out and says that it's a lie, that it's a scam, and that the human papillomavirus vaccine is causing death and destruction and paralysis and all kinds of serious side effects. So they're recommending against it. What you want to do is make sure your vitamin D level is up to around 70, at least, when you get a vitamin D test. Make sure it's up at least to 70. If you have cancer, make sure it's up to even closer to 90. And vitamin D is one of the best vaccine, things you can take. Instead of a vaccine, take vitamin D. Make sure if you have a human papillomavirus, you can take things like alkagenesis. Alkagenesis, we sell it at our store, is a compound that's antiviral. Been studied by the Texas Tech University here in Texas for 10 years, and they think it's a phenomenal compound. We use it to get rid of AIDS and hepatitis and human papillomavirus and shingles and all kinds of things. So you can actually take a Q-tip and dip it into the alkagenesis and put that right on top of the human papillomavirus. Put a drop of iodine on top of that. But one of the things that kids nowadays have to be aware of is safe sex. And first of all, stop having indiscriminate sex, because it's...
You're listening to News Radios.
Uh-oh, what happened? Anyway, that's something that, it's not being taught anymore. And so I think, sex is a sacred thing, and you want to be able to do it properly, and don't just have indiscriminate sex. Because remember, you're having sex with all the people that that person had sex with for years. And so
all those injections that they're supposed to, for instance, the flu and all those shots.
Nope, we don't suggest any of them. I've never had them. When I was sick, they wanted to give me the pneumonia shot, the influenza shot. And I said, no, thank you. I appreciate it, but I'm not taking them. And
that's the way I do. I've never taken a flu shot, and yep. I haven't gotten the flu.
Exactly. And again, if you keep your vitamin D level up, then you won't get the flu.
But I do recommend, but you say I take, and that's what, I get a cold, but that's it. I don't get the flu.
And that's minor. So very, very good, Rosa.
Thank you
so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, next is line 3, and that's Iris. Good morning, Iris.
Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
I have a friend who is 87 years old.
And oh, my God.
Diagnosed in September with a compromised immune system.
That 87? Oh, my God. They're probably doing pretty well. It can't be too compromised. Otherwise, they wouldn't be living till 87.
On Monday, she's considering having cortisone injected into her main vein in her wrist for carpal tunnel. Doctor, what are the dangers of cortisone shots?
It can be very beneficial in a short term because it's a very strong anti-inflammatory, okay? It's produced by your adrenal glands, you know, and it's a stress gland. When you're under stress, your body produces cortisol. But on the long-term basis, it's not very good. It really has all kinds of side effects. Again, if you have carpal tunnel in both hands, oftentimes in naturopathic medicine, we look at thyroid. If you have pain bilaterally, then it's often thyroid, low iodine. But sometimes you might even need the surgery. It just depends how bad it is. At 87 years old, it just depends. A hot pad on the hand or getting a squeezy ball and squeeze the hand and make it stronger. But I don't suggest surgery at that point. But she might, I don't know about injecting it into the vein, but what they do is usually inject the cortisone into the areas of pain. So I'm not sure she's describing it right. You know, they're not really going to put it into her vein, and I'm aware of. They're going to inject it into the site of her carpal tunnel. So oftentimes it can come from the neck or the shoulders or the elbow that there's an impingement in the nerve. And at 87, you don't like to do a whole lot. You don't want to. So I would have her take vitamin D. I would have her take iodine. I would have her take MSM. Those are all very beneficial. Extra vitamin C. And the iodine will help her immune system, and so will the vitamin D. So I don't necessarily agree with the IV cortisone. But again, local cortisone sometimes can be very beneficial. They'll give you what's called a med pack that maybe lasts for 7 days. Those are temporary and they don't do so bad. Sometimes it is necessary to take something like that. But there I am, way over on my time again. So, Iris, thank you so much. And let me go. I got to take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks and we'll talk to my wife and find out what's happening at the store.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. We have a great staff continually trained by Professor Ben Joseph about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa Suite S, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Sandy Ben Joseph. That's on the far right, you're saying. I hope that's the right one. Sandy, is that you?
That would be me.
And good morning.
Good morning. Well, you mentioned a couple of interesting things that I have to, like, change what I was going to be also talking about. But I don't know, whoever has DVRs out there with Time Warner, whatever, do yourself a favor and DVR or TiVo or whatever you're doing, Dr. Oz, because this week he had on several subjects that you mentioned, but I think the most compelling one was on the radiation from cell phones and the MD that goes out and it checks all the different things of radiation exposure, but cell phone was the major topic, and they did these unbelievable experiments of just holding it 1 inch away from the ear cuts the exposure down by hundreds of percent. So if you can go back on the archive, go on your computer, go to DrOz.com, and it was this past week, if not the end of the week before, but I think it's time that we have Shelley Kalnitsky back on, who invented the little chip that you put on your earpiece over your phone. If you're going to hold it up to your ear and you can't have it on speakerphone, and it cuts down that radiation. And we carry them in all different sizes, from your the ones in your home where you know they're the cordless, or all the different sizes of the ones that you buy for your cell phones, and they're like $20. So I think it's worth it. And
it's definitely worth it to protect your brain.
Protect your brain. They talked about brain cancer, and he always, Dr. Oz always shows such great diagrams, so you don't have to be a scientist to get what he's talking about when you're looking at the picture and you see exactly what it's doing to your body. So,
and especially young children.
Mm-hmm.
What they found is that young children are highly susceptible because their brains are still forming.
Exactly. They're too young. The bones are too soft. They go through all over that. He pulled somebody out of his office. He went and did a undercover thing where he scanned the office and pulled out the, and only put one, this poor lady on TV, who was, because she had a purple, she had a really cool cell phone cover and wore it in her bra. And so he definitely brought that to light. And sometimes the cell phone covers will make more radiation than just the phone by itself. So it was a really, I mean, I learned a lot. I mean, not that I do any of those things for many, many, many years now, but that was just something. And we have those in stock. So if you want to come into the store to get them, they're $19.99. So that's something we
can good investment for your own health.
Having available, something that I will keep carrying, because magnets, books, not necessarily pills and supplements and things like that, but we'll be continuing with essential oils and health products. What we're going to be taking out of inventory are things like candles and pens and bracelets and, you know, cool stuff, but I'm going to focus with the health products and all the new things, especially with Dr. Palacios and the doctors will be involved with after the move. It'll be really, really exciting. So the sale today also, I'm going to add something else on sale. We have those 17-ounce cans of pure coconut water, and they're regularly $2.99, and I'm going to just knock a dollar off for $1.99. So those are not income-producing things. They're just things that the customer can have handy to pick up.
And they're very good for rehydration. Saying now it's one of the top rehydration fluids on the market. So
make sure that you say you just mix it with water. You mix it with Kangen water. And then you many times put a drop of a doTERRA essential oil in. So it's there's all kinds of things that we can show you what to do to make things fun and healthy. So the silver micronutrient, 8 ounce, 15% off. We're also stocked. That's the one on sale, but we do have the 4 ounce. We do have the nasal spray where you can put a drop of essential oil in. We can show you all the different things. We have a whole wall full of handouts of recipes and things that we also give out from the Coral Calcium Company that's just come out with a new product, too, that I think you'll be talking about next week because the owner of the company called this week, and of course we've been with them since the beginning. I don't know how many people remember the three docs on Coral where you went up with two doctors and those tapes. They were on cassette tapes, if you can believe it was that long ago. And then also from Barlean's, the fresh catch of the day, which is orange flavor, that's 15% off. If you do any purchase, that's $25, you'll get 15% off on the 2.5 alkogenesis. So that's something that these days I mix that in a little coconut water, the alkogenesis, and my drops of iodine. So it makes it not too bad. But like you said, get over it. You're not kids. You want to be healthy. And from Future Biotics, Forskolin green coffee and Garcinia gamboja is 15% off. You know, those are, you know, just for the health of your metabolism on many different levels and cravings for sugar if you're doing the Garcinia. We also have baskets of things that are half price because we're bringing our inventory down, and all the things that I've mentioned before, like candles, bracelets, incense, all those things are on sale just so we bring our inventory down. And then Forces of Nature, which is a homeopathic line, everything from scars to insomnia to acne, and obviously very safe, but our major distributor for some reason stopped carrying it. I don't know if the company went out of business, so we put the whole line, about 20 different products, 15% off. Also, the eco cloths, the cleaning supplies that you can use on your computer screens, your glasses, doing dishes, you know, all things along that line, that whole line. We have a whole end cap that's 15% off. And we're also well stocked in NasoPure, neti pots, all the kids' baths that are done with essential oils, so it not only calms them down at bedtime, but helps them with their breathing. So we have really, we're just moving things through. And the teas, yes, all of you people that have been waiting for the white tea, it's off back order, and we got a good shipment in, and I think 100 bags are like $10, and they're organic. And then also the green tea, we carry them in the 100-bag size because people that drink tea, they certainly drink tea. And thermography, which is the safe way to test, to look out for breast cancer instead of mammography, full of radiation, uncomfortable. So we've been doing this test for about 12 years. It's been really FDA approved since 1982. So the films that we take go through the computer to a team of doctors in New York that have been on board with that since 1982. So you get the color pictures back, you get the report, and you get a 15-minute appointment to go over the results so you understand them correctly with Sir Ben Joseph. So that makes it even so you know what you're looking at instead of waiting 3 hours at a doctor's appointment and they say, everything's fine, and you have no clue of what's going on in your body. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock, we're having our free Kangen water demo at 7040 North Mesa at Health Naturally with Veronica Marcus. And then also come in and check out the new doTERRA products, especially the Breathe Stick Inhaler, because this is definitely with the winds and the everything changing, your stuffy noses, and we can show you all the new things. It's in drops, it's in capsules, it's now in an inhaler as well. And don't forget about diatomaceous earth, apple cider vinegar, sauerkraut, beets. We have them all, and we expect a really, really great day today because we've gotten calls all this week to make sure we're well-stocked, and we certainly are. And I have to say, Servant Joseph, the way you've been treating your rehab and your roadmap to health, I mean, I would love to just go on that because you are definitely the example of practicing what you preach.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. And for those of you still haven't tried Prime Longevity, listen, take advantage. It's the best anti-aging supplement on the market. So look at that. We have a big poster up there. It gives you all the ingredients, and I put the full ingredient list on there because I'm proud of it, and nobody else can make it for that price. So anyway, thank you so much, Sandy. There's my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph. Giving us a whole list of things, what's happening. And let's see. So I guess I can move on. Who is line four? I guess that's a line two here. I'm not sure if I'm pressing the right button. But is this Don?
Yes.
Hey, Don, how can I help you?
With a history of infection after operations.
Yep. Not so good.
What we do ahead of a knee replacement.
Well, you want to get ahead of it. To stop infections, you got to make sure your vitamin D level is high enough and your iodine level is high enough. And with the iodine, I would take selenium. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. Selenium to make sure your thyroid. When your thyroid is healthy, you can't get an infection. So that's one of the things we do. We monitor vitamin D because that controls and helps to control your immune system. Then we monitor your thyroid. So you want to take iodine, start in Lugol solution. Start with one drop every, add one drop daily and do every fourth day. Add another drop until you're up about five drops and then stay at five drops. And then selenium, about 200 to 400 micrograms per day. For those of you taking Prime, I've already got 200 micrograms in of the selenium that's the Krebs cycle selenium, not the one that you keep hearing about, which is the methionine bound. It's the Krebs cycle selenium that helps with infection and cancer. So now for your knee replacement, you want to take some good extra vitamin C. I take the Nature Sunshine Time Release vitamin C. Maybe you'll take one three times a day. You want to take bamboo silica because silica is the mineral that helps to rebuild bone. Then you can take magnesium as an example. Magnesium is for bone. And strontium. Those are all very important for bone metabolism. So these are some of the things you can do and you won't get an infection. Make sure your iodine level. Get a blood test of your iodine level, and you'll really be able to tell what's going on. So that can make a good difference. Get your iodine level up. I mean, your vitamin D level up to at least 70 to 80, and that'll make a difference. And if it gets that high, you won't get an infection. So that's what you want to do. How's that, Don?
That's good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Okay, now we go to, who is that? I think it's Joe. Good morning, Joe. And let me give the phone number out for 544-5876 or 1-800-706-0450. That's 1-800-706-0450. And again, 544-5876, that's our local number. And okay, let's see, Joe, how can I help you?
Well, you know, just looking back to your tongue earlier about what was going on and what's been going on at the campfire and everything else.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the one thing I was reading, looking at the net, and I was reading, and I was looking at some of the articles in there, and it's amazing how quickly how people forget how essential is the First Amendment to everybody. And yet, at the same time, they're so willing to give it up just because they think they can feel better.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell them this, but the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech, not freedom to be offended.
Exactly. And it's freedom of speech. You must protect the speech you don't like. That's it, because you cannot just have speech that, you know, is okay with you. We must learn to defend speech that might be offensive. And let me tell you, you've got all of this, you know, let me just make a comment. I don't care whether you're black or brown, whether you're a lesbian, whether you're a homosexual, whether you're a transgender. It doesn't matter. You can't legislate morality. There is always going to be people that don't like you. They will even be people that hate you. You can't do anything about it. You can just get a stiff, a stronger skin and just handle it. You can't legislate morality. I'm sorry if you hear something that offends you. Get over it. Okay? Just continue walking. Now, there's obviously injustice throughout the United States. There's less so here than in any other country in the world. But even so, you know, I'm sorry that minorities and, again, all of the different types of minorities, from gay to lesbian to transgender to bisexual to black people, brown people to Jewish people, they are people throughout the world that hate us. And, you know, it's like we get over it and we live our life. We surround ourselves with people that uplift us and we ignore those people. And I'm sorry to say that the progressive liberals in this country going to college have no idea of what it means to have free speech. They think free speech means that you can drown out anybody else's speech that you don't like. And it's wrong. They don't know, understand free speech whatsoever.
Oh, and, by the way, one quick thing, though, before we go.
Yes.
How long does the vitamin B12 and iodine stay good for in the bottle?
Well, iodine will stay a long time. It doesn't deteriorate. But, again, it will evaporate if it's exposed to the air. B12, that's another issue. B12, you have to be careful. And if it's too old.
I have a bottle that I've been using for about 2 years already.
Oh, no, I would toss it. Anything that old, I would just never mind, especially because it's a liquid. Once it's open, no, you want to use it as the bottle says. So, yeah, that would not be good. Anyway, there's my music, so I'm way over again. Thanks, Joe. And we've got Carlos and Jorge, and so we'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
Come to Health Naturally and work out with a new intensive live oxygen system called the Live O2. It improves your overall well-being and increases your energy level by upping your oxygen levels. Remember, it is shown that many diseases, including cancers, do not survive in a well-oxygenated body. Call 915-833-0222 or come by Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas for more information. Remember, call 915-833-0222 for more information.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Turn on the tube, where I see a whole lot of people dying, doing baby. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy's too fat.
Get over it. Get over it.
All this whining and crying, get you to fit.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Stop bitching and just get over it. Like I said, excuse me, there's not much we can do about stupid people. You can't fix stupid. And there's going to be people that look at us. Listen, Jews and blacks and brown people have been cursed throughout the centuries. It's only recently that gay and lesbian and transgender are able to come out in the open. Excuse me. And it's only, I mean, you go back to the 50s, it was hidden constantly, even in the 60s and 70s. But now at least people come out of the closet, you're allowed to. But don't just think because the morals have changed that some of these other people will not look at you and be disgusted. And that's just the way it is. You can't legislate morality, so get over it. And it's a great song. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We've got, let's see, Carlos on line 3. Good morning, Carlos. Are you there, Carlos? Hello, who's this? Who's on line 3? Did I press that line? Who am I talking to?
This is Jorge.
Oh, this is Jorge. It says line 2 for Jorge. Okay, he made a mistake. Hi, Jorge, you're on.
Hey, welcome back, doctor. I'm glad you're doing great.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, how can I help you this morning?
Well, I was I'm planning on traveling for the holidays by plane, so I wanted to know what are some of the things that I take, like my Alkagenesis, iodine, Lugo solution, if these are things that I can take with me or they're going to take it away from me.
Now, Alkagenesis, if it's in the little bottle, you could probably get by with it. Okay, and, you know, the other things like that. You can probably, what you do is you put it in your luggage and pack it. Don't have it on your carry-all. Okay, have it on your carry-on. Okay, and just put all your vitamins and everything that you take into the suitcase that goes on, and that's going to help you. The things you want to take are your iodine, like you're saying, Alkagenesis, vitamin D levels. I would take a probiotic with me. I would maybe take an activated charcoal in case I got food poisoning. Those are some of the most important thing. And as it's just a good multivitamin, multimineral without taking all the other stuff, take Prime Longevity. That has everything in it and you won't need anything else. So between Prime Longevity, vitamin D, iodine, and maybe Alkagenesis, probiotics, and activated charcoal, you've got plenty. And just put that in your case. And it'll really make a difference. And then if you're flying for a long time, just make sure every once in a while you're standing up, at least once an hour, every hour and a half. Stand up, maybe walk up and down the aisle, and then come back. You don't want to get blood clots. And drink a lot of water, you know, before you get on the plane and during the plane. Don't drink a lot of soda and alcohol. So that'll really make a difference for you so that blood clots don't bother you. That's the thing we have to look out for when we fly. And where are you going to?
They're not going to open it up and say, what is this? And try to say, oh, I cannot take this.
Only if it's in your carry-all. They might not even just let you take it. They'll just say, I don't know what it is. Never mind. You can't take it. And now the other thing is make sure your iodine's in a little plastic baggie, because if it opens by accident, everything will be destroyed. And same with the Alkagenesis. Put those both, your bottle, in a little plastic baggie. Any kind of liquids, always do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And where are you traveling to?
I'm visiting my folks in New York.
Oh, well, that'll be cool. New York, man, they got some great food in New York. So worry about it. You're going to have some good time. Go to Coney Island and have a great time. All right, thanks. And maybe show. Go to a good show on Broadway or off-Broadway because, you know, we don't have those kind of things. If you go see The Lion King, that's really good. That's been on there for so many years. It's one of the best shows that's there. And I don't even know what's still there, but... So have a good time, and when you get back, tell us how you did. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to go to, I don't know whose line this is, but it says line 2. This is supposed to be either Carlos or Charles.
This is Charles.
Okay. All right, Charles. Well, they got Carlos, way on the other line. It's not. I thought he was next. So, Carlos, you'll be next because there's that other line. Charles, how can I help you?
Okay. I have a callus on the bottom of my foot, which has been there about 6 months.
And on your heel or on the foot or under by behind your toe? Where is it?
On the heel.
On the heel. So the heel gets kind of hard. Does that callus crack a little bit?
No, it doesn't. It's kind of firm and aggressive.
Okay, so usually that means it's a low vitamin A. Dr. Jonathan Wright will talk about that. You can take about 50,000 units of vitamin A for maybe 1, 2, or 3 days in a row, and that can really help break that up. So it's usually, like I said, the most classic symptom of the callus. Like women will get that or men will get that, and it really makes a difference. Now, if you want to do an exercise that helps that, that's the oxygen therapy. One of the things that we've seen is skin conditions really clear up, but that callus can really clear up in about 4 or 5 days. But you want to take that vitamin A with it, and you can either take it in the form of carotenes or you can take a pure vitamin A, and that's going to really make a difference. How's that?
Okay, can I use anything else like apple cider vinegar or peroxide?
Well, you can use those, actually put it on there, help, you know, scrape the callus off. Apple cider vinegar is always good because it helps with absorption of nutrients. Hydrogen peroxide, you know, I don't usually have people take that internally unless they have cancer or some really serious autoimmune disease. But you want to make sure if you're taking it internally that it's food grade hydrogen peroxide, not regular hydrogen peroxide. And so that would be important. But vitamin A is the one that gets rid of the callus. If you have that callus on there, you just start taking vitamin A at higher doses. And don't listen to them telling you that vitamin A is toxic. You'd have to take 1 million units a day for to get any kind of vitaminosis from that. Okay?
Can you put the peroxide directly on the callus?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially if it's split, but it will sting if it's open. But, again, you have to get rid of it from the inside out. A lot of women use these pumice stones and things like that, and you can do that. But the real thing is vitamin A will help you get rid of it and have nice, smooth little bottoms of your feet. Nice and smooth, unless you're going barefoot all the time and walking on concrete, you know, that's not such a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Charles. Really appreciate it. Okay, now, hopefully, this is Carlos. Is this Carlos?
Yes, it is.
Hey, we got you. They had you written on some other button, so I kept pressing everybody else's button.
No problem. Have a question for you about blood pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 82 years old. And the only pill that I take is Benicar 20 milligrams.
Not so bad. You know, that's not so bad.
I don't. All my blood markers are good. I still jog.
Oh, wow.
And I go to the Y 3 times a week.
Hey, man, you are then doing well.
I'm in good health. Is there anything that I can take for the systolic? That is organic?
Absolutely. There's a number of things. One is hibiscus tea. You can drink a tea made with hibiscus and the hibiscus flower. That's been used traditionally for many, many years for blood pressure. You can also use hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is another traditional herb that's used for blood pressure. The mineral magnesium is also used for blood pressure. And don't be surprised, but hot cayenne pepper is one of the best things for circulation and blood pressure that there is. And it'll stop a heart attack in 30 seconds. So it's really pretty good. You can take all the hot cayenne pepper that you desire. And take some of those extra vitamin C and L-lysine. That would be from Linus Pauling. And anything that helps to improve nitric oxide, like L-arginine or L-citrulline, those can be very good for nitric oxide boosters. And nitric oxide causes the blood vessels to relax. So any of those. There's some really some good things that help. Like I say, L-arginine, L-citrulline are nitric oxide boosters. So those are all going to help.
Okay, well, I take probiotics, multivitamins, additionally vitamin D, C, and A.
Excellent.
And I take chlorella.
Chlorella's very good. You just want to make sure that it's a cell wall broken chlorella. Otherwise, it's very difficult to digest. So you want to make sure that they broke the cell wall, and there's very many different ways that they do that. But as long as it's the cell wall has been broken, then the chlorella will be digestible. Very good.
I took the Benicard 20 about 3 hours ago, and my blood pressure right now is 117 over 69.
Hey, you're cooking. You can't go wrong with that. So that's very, very good. Be proud of yourself, Carlos. I mean, you're doing well, so no problem. All right, man. Let me see if I can get these last couple calls in. Okay, next is Mark on, we're not sure. Let's see. Mark, it says line 2. There is no line 1. So second one that's blinking, that's line 3, is it say? So is that Mark?
Hi, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I want to just say real quick that, you know, we have choices, and we need to be responsible for our choices. You know,
you got that right.
If we depend on other people for our responsibility, we're sunk.
Absolutely.
That's not how it works.
No, you have to walk your own path. Everybody has to take their own steps, and they have to direct their own life. They're the director of their own movie, and that's what it does. You make the right choices. You make the wrong choice. Okay, now make the right choice. It's okay. Everybody makes poor choices sometimes. Okay, so what do? We acknowledge it and then make the right choice. You're 100% correct.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ben Joseph. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you very much. You always bring out good things, Mark. I really appreciate it. Okay, now we go to Elizabeth. It says line 1, but it says on the telephone here, it says line 2. Okay, Elizabeth, is that you?
Hi. Yes, it is. Dr. Ben Joseph, I want to know, like the hawthorn, the nitrous oxide, the cayenne pepper, the hawthorn tea and all that, will it interfere with my blood pressure medication?
I'm
taking Valsartan 320 milligrams. I have moderate to severe hypertension.
Nope, it should not, but take those nutrients. It's going to really help. Vitamin C and L-lysine over a good period of time, maybe L-arginine, hawthorn berry, and hibiscus, magnesium. All of those are going to help. They're going to rebuild the plasticity in your arteries, so that's what counts, and it should help to reverse that hypertension. The kidneys control a lot of that. Uh-oh, did we lose you? Yeah, we might. We did. So, okay, sorry about that. But anyway, you got to be careful. Monitor the kidneys, because kidneys can help. They really do monitor or help control blood pressure. So that's why when people have kidney failure, that it's not so good. Okay, now the next one is Sylvia. That's on line 3 over here. Is this Sylvia?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Good morning.
I just want to know, how much cayenne pepper should my blood pressure kind of wiggle, goes up and down? How much cayenne pepper should I be taking?
You can take as much as you want, as much as you can handle. The average would be a quarter teaspoon in a little shot glass, and you take it with some water and shoot that, or a little tomato juice. And you shoot it right before each meal, and that would be very, very good. You can even add a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar to it. And but you could eat as much. Listen, my mentor, John Christopher, used to take 6 heaping tablespoons of that stuff a day. So, oh, my gosh, it was like radical. He would take that much. I have no idea how he did it. So it was really some of the – it's just – that's a hot – and that's a butt burner, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I tried it in. Oh, my gosh. And I'm a chili lover.
But if you eat a lot of chili, then don't worry about it, because then it doesn't burn your butt anymore. It only does that in the beginning. You know, us gringos, we got to be careful, because us gringos, oh, my gosh. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm very happy that you're back, okay?
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Okay, let's see. Now we've got one, two and one. So, okay, we've got line two. That's Joan. Good morning, Joan.
Joseph, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
One question. I've been getting like once a week or every 2 weeks like numbness of the feet, and it kind of starts and it goes away.
Okay, so then that might just be some B12. So you might need some extra B12 in your diet. And one of the things you can do, there's a machine called the Power Plug.
Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned here on the Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA.